Hey guys, how are you? It's time for the Monday morning edition of the Daily Juice podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. I'm your host every morning here on bettingpros.com. And we're always being brought to you by BetMGM. All right, that was a good Sunday. That's what we want. Want more of those. 3-1 on the picks, 3-1 on the props, win 2 units. Let's get on a roll here. I liked that a lot. That was great. Really exciting after a really crummy Saturday, but I consistently am getting these picks wrong, and it's pissing me off. I got the Saints wrong. The only thing I got wrong yesterday, from a pick perspective, got the Saints wrong. I nailed the teaser because we pulled the Chiefs down to 3.5, and they won by 5. I pulled the total in the Bucks and the Saints game down to 46, and that came in. I also did on the Discord chat, I didn't add it officially, but I did a teaser with the totals. I teased the Chiefs game up and took the under, and I took the 46 again. So I had another teaser going there, so that made up for the loss with the Saints. But so overall, a really good day for me, and a really exciting day for me to kind of pad the bankroll a little bit and restock it just a little bit after we've been slowly bleeding it out for the last couple of weeks. So that was nice. Hopefully that's a sign of good things to come here on the podcast. But I need to really get going here with these picks. Man, it's just, I don't know. The public went 4-0. The public destroyed the books. I mean, bloodbath destroyed the books. Teasers, I mean, everything just blew apart. They needed the Saints to win, cover, and win by 10. They needed something to go out of the ordinary. We talked about this during the live stream on both Saturday and Sunday, where the books needed something else but chalk. Packers to win big, Bills to win big, Tampa to win big, Chiefs to not cover. All the things the books did not want to happen happened. So I'm not saying you should feel bad for them. I'm just explaining to you that there's a lot of people on my side, you know, people who are very smart, people that I trust, people that I like, who got killed over the weekend. And college basketball was really good yesterday. Iowa and Nevada both coming in for half unit wins apiece, which is really nice to get that done. The prop bets, as I said, we go 3-1. Brady almost hit that Hail Mary. We threw it up there as a plus, you know, 150. Let's see if Brady throws for 3 touchdowns. Instead, he runs for 1 instead of throwing for 1. He throws for 2, rushes for 1. That would have been a nice hit, but it was passing touchdowns, not overall accounted for touchdowns for Tom Brady. But we wound up getting that one prop bet wrong, but we got everything else right, which was really good. And I mean, it was frustrating for me to watch the Saints and to watch them give the game away. If you're a Buck fan, I'm not trying to pick at you and kind of be mean with you, but 3 turnovers in a playoff game, you're going to lose almost every time. And a part of it was Drew, but the Jared Cook fumble when it was 20-20, that was just monstrous. Turned the whole game on its head. Everything fell apart. Now, the fumbles were huge for us with the over. If those turnovers don't happen, I don't know if we get to 50, let alone getting over to 46. But if you had over 52, 52 and a half, 53, 53 and a half, that was a brutal loss for you with the over because you needed one more score. You needed overtime, and it was shaping up perfectly for the Saints to go down the field, kick a field goal, and then Drew Brees throws not just one interception, but 2 interceptions, which screws you. You know, the Bucks take the football and they run it out, run the clock out. So that was just really rough. I feel bad for you if you had that. I didn't have that. That's why I was playing with it, pulling it down. Same thing with this. If you bet the over on the Chiefs game, thinking, okay, points in the Chiefs game, that didn't happen. You know, Baker played okay, but that fumble into the end zone was really costly, obviously. Everyone's yelling about that, saying that's the worst rule in football, but it's a rule, okay? And, you know, people say that was helmet-to-helmet targeting. I don't believe it was, to me. I mean, targeting means like a guy who's defenseless over the middle, diving, or he's exposed, and you dive at him to knock him out of the game. That was a guy going after the football. You had a player who was extending the ball trying to get to the pylon, and you have a safety coming over trying to stop that from happening. I want that play in football. I want that. If helmets hit, that's fine. You can't stop helmets from hitting each other in football. Give me a break. We have to stop this. Like anytime two helmets get together, it's up, here we go, stop it, flag it. No. The guy was extending the football. The safety was going after the football, hits the guy's shoulder, hits the guy's, you know, helmet to helmet happened. I'm not debating that point. It just shouldn't be flagged, and it wasn't flagged. I was happy that it wasn't flagged. I want that play in football. I want defenseless receivers and defenseless quarterbacks protected. I don't want a dude diving for the pylon to be protected. Okay, that's ridiculous. He's a runner. So I had no problem with that flag not being thrown. And, you know, Browns fans, you can go cry me a river, man. But that's, I'm not buying that. Hang on to the football. Fumbling it out of bounds and giving it back to the other team as a touchback, that's a different debate for a different day. But, okay, today I have got... I got two plays in college basketball, and I got two plays in hockey. I'm going to tell you right now that I'm doing something a little dumb in college basketball, but I don't want to play three games in college basketball, and I'm not in love with what I'm about to do, but I'm going to do it anyway because I think both numbers are just a little bit too heavy for my liking, and I want to pull them down a little bit. Teasing in college basketball is a bad idea, okay? I understand it. It's negative EV. It's a bad, bad thing. Don't do it, but I'm going to do it. We had some luck with the Breaking the Rules podcast, so I'm going to do it. But two plays in college basketball and two plays in the NHL first and foremost. Let me tell you, if you've not entered into the contest. Okay, so here we are in the middle of the month. It's January, okay? A lot of you guys are new, never listened before, and you're like, how do I win that autographed jersey, Matt? That sounds pretty cool. I'm a big Amari Cooper guy, or just for my man cave to have a Cowboys jersey signed by Amari Cooper, that would be cool. How you do it is by leaving us a review. At last check, we're over 600 reviews on Apple Podcasts. We started this podcast with none. The first goal was 100. We're now here into our ninth month, and we're at 600. So that's really good. But if you've already entered, you're good to go. If you haven't entered yet, bettingpros.com/juice. That's the website you need. Take a screenshot of a review on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. Leave the review, positive, negative, doesn't matter. Leave the review. Drop it down, leave the Daily Juice, bettingpros.com/juice, leave the review for the Daily Juice on that website, fill out the form, enter, you're good, okay? We'll pull one winner coming up at the end of the month for the Amari Cooper autograph signed jersey. Okay, let's start in college basketball, and then we'll get to the two plays in hockey. Let's start with UConn up against St. John's. UConn is rolling right now. They are 7-1 to the number. They're taking on the Red Storm, who are 0-5 against the spread in their last five road games. UConn's playing really well, all right? They're coming around. It's awesome that they're back in the Big East. And, I mean, they've got some really talented players. Book Knight's a great player. Martin's a good player as well. They got a couple guys off the bench that I like. UConn is not a great shooting team from the outside, but they're really athletic. They can get up and down. They play defense. And St. John's just is not a good basketball team. There's no really other way around it. They're 7-7 on the year. They're getting killed by a lot of good teams. And, you know, look what happened when Creighton went there. They just couldn't keep up. They just didn't have the firepower to handle it. And they didn't have the firepower to contend with a team that has weapons and has players all over the court. And UConn is a team that's had some COVID problems already, but they're starting to play and they're starting to come into their own. And this number is moving. It opened up at 8.5. I bet it at 9.5. St. John's is 6-8 to the number, but they have covered their last two games. And that might give some people some pause here. They covered that they beat Butler by 12, the same Butler team that just beat Creighton in overtime. Then they lost to Marquette by 2 at home as 3-point dogs. But, you know, they're on the road here. The last time they were on the road at Xavier, they were 6-point dogs and they lost by 8. They lost on the road at Creighton as 11-point dogs. They lost by 18. And UConn's just been rolling. Okay. Beat DePaul by 7 and covered. Beat Butler by 12 and covered. Beat Marquette by 11 and covered. Beat DePaul by 21 and covered. Lost by 2 to Creighton and they covered. They beat USC back in early December, they were 1-3 as 1.5-point favorites. The number's 9.5. It's a little heavy, I know, and you might be a little hesitant to do that, but I'm going to lay it with UConn. I think they're playing really well. I think they destroy St. John's. I don't think St. John's can keep up offensively. Half a unit, we're laying UConn -9.5. Okay, now to the two-team teaser for college basketball. which is somewhat disgusting. Let's start with UNLV. UNLV took on New Mexico, and we were on them on the money line. They covered their spread. I believe the spread was 10.5 or 11 against New Mexico. Final score, it was an absolute rout for the Running Rebels, and they really needed it. They won 77-54. They outscored New Mexico 40-28 in the second half. But here's the interesting thing about the box score. Mbake Jung for UNLV had 20 points. There's no big man for New Mexico that can handle him. Okay, he's 6'11", he's long. He was 9-for-11 on free throws. They just threw the ball up. Here you go, throw the ball up to him. Every time, throw the ball up to him. And they couldn't stop it. Why are they going to suddenly be able to stop that now? It's the same thing. Bryce Hamilton, their best scoring guard, had 19. Nick Blake blew up for 18. But what's interesting, David Jenkins only had 8 points. I expect Jenkins to be better tonight. Also, they were 10-for-27 from behind the arc. They can shoot better than that. So that's a good percentage, but they can shoot better than that. And I think if you look at UNLV and how the COVID issues have hit them and they're starting to come into their own, every one of these games, they're not going to overlook anybody. They're 3-6. They're not going to overlook anybody, especially games at home. So this game's at home. The number is 12.5. It just feels heavy. All right, it just feels heavy. I think they could win by 20. They could. It just feels heavy to me in the second game of a back-to-back that New Mexico gets drilled again. Like, I could easily see a 10-point win for UNLV. They don't shoot the ball well. They turn the ball over, or Jung doesn't get going. Or he misses a bunch of layups. You know, one of their best players for New Mexico was 4-for-15 shooting. What happens if he gets going? He has a hot day. So it's a 4-point teaser. I'm going to pull UNLV down to 8.5. So UNLV on the first leg, 8.5. And on the second leg, this is the biggest game of the night. The biggest game of the night, Baylor taking on Kansas. I know Baylor is incredible against the number, and I love Baylor as much as anybody. They are defensive. They might be better defensively than they are offensively. Kansas never is 9.5-point underdogs. 9.5-point underdogs. Kansas. I'm just a little bit hesitant. I could see Kansas losing by 7 or 8, and then we don't win this bet if we go ahead and lay the 9.5. Baylor is 10-2 to the number. They've only covered, or not covered, 2 games. They were 4-point favorites against Tech. We had that on the money line. They won by 8. They beat TCU by 18. They beat Oklahoma by 15. And here are the last 2 games for Kansas. Against Oklahoma State, we had them in that game, and they lost by 5. We had them. We laid the 3.5, and they lost by 5 in that one. They won by 4 over Oklahoma at home as 7-point favorites. So last 2 games, not great for Kansas, and Baylor is really, really good. But I want the extra points. I just want it in case it's Kansas. I just want the 4 points. I want it to be a 2-possession game, and I can take it on a 4-point teaser. I can get it to 5.5. I feel way more comfortable with Baylor at 5.5, a 2-possession game, because I do believe they are way better than Kansas. But just in case, the end, free throws, last second dumb threes or something, I just want to avoid any nastiness where they win by 8 or 9 and we lose a bet on Baylor against Kansas, because it is Kansas. And catching 9.5 points, I think you may see some very sharp people just take Kansas plus 9.5 because it's Kansas. It's Bill Self. I mean, 9.5 points on the road is, and I don't care if it's on the road, it's in Waco, but my goodness, that is an unreal number to see for Kansas against Baylor. But it's because the Bears have been killing people, and they're 10-2 to the number, and Kansas is 5-7 to the number. So I got -105 juice on this. College basketball, 4-point teaser, UNLV to 8.5, Baylor to 5.5. For -105, and UConn laying 9.5 for a half a unit. The teaser also to a half a unit. So -110 on UConn, -105 for UNLV and Baylor. All right, 2 plays in hockey to talk about, and let's start talking about the Vegas Golden Knights. So the Vegas Golden Knights are taking on the Phoenix Arizona Coyotes, and I always call them the Phoenix Coyotes. Now they're the Arizona Coyotes, but this is a T-Mobile Arena. The Golden Knights are 2-0. They won in overtime against Anaheim last time out. We had that first period over, and it didn't hit. As you guys know, I tend to gravitate towards the teams I watch the most, and the Golden Knights are a team that I watch consistently here in Las Vegas. The under between these two teams in Las Vegas, 5-1 to the under the last six meetings, 4-0 in the meetings the last four times have come in on the under. Robin Leonard is expected to start in net because if you believe, and this is where Pete DeBoer is not going to help us out at all, Pete DeBoer says, I'm not going to tell you who the goaltender is, but he did kind of give a head fake or a nod to the point that he's going to rotate his goaltenders back and back, but we, you know, back and forth. First game, Robin Leonard. Second game, Marc-Andre Fleury, who was great, by the way. I would fully expect Robin Leonard to play, but if by chance we're wrong, I'm really comfortable with Marc-Andre Fleury playing goal. The power play for the Vegas Golden Knights last year wasn't great, and it's been not great so far yet. They haven't scored yet on their power plays, so that's not great. I don't think the Coyotes have a great offense. It's okay, but the total is six. And this is where when you get to a six, I start to think that you could get a 4-1, 3-1 type of victory, 3-2 type of victory. And that's your traditional hockey game, right? 2-1, 3-1, 3-2, somewhere in that general area. And I know that playing unders in hockey, this could be dangerous and this could really be bad if Vegas goes off and Vegas puts a bunch of pucks behind the net quickly. But I don't know. I saw all the energy in the first game, and then I saw a little bit of a letdown. And you got to realize something, that the Vegas Golden Knights playing in the bubble, much different than playing at T-Mobile Arena without fans. That is the best home hockey environment in the NHL. It is a rocking party. And I'm sure for the players, it's a little weird to come onto the ice expecting 18,000 roaring fans with a big, loud stereo system behind you pumping music and getting everyone excited, and to have that not be there. It's got to be just a little bit of a letdown. So I think Robin Leonard is good for one or two goals max here against the Coyotes. And I think Vegas, look, they've got the offense, but I don't know if they're going to put up a ton of points here, a ton of goals here. So I'm going to bank on Robin Leonard having a really good night, and I'm going to bank on not a lot of scoring. I really thought about taking the Golden Knights on the puck line. Okay, came very, very close to doing it. I just couldn't get there because of how the last game went. And Arizona's offense isn't bad. I mean, they're not horrible this season, at least out of the gate. They're not horrible. So they're 1-0-1 on the year. Vegas is 2-0. You know, Coyotes are, you know, Vegas is like a -180 favorite here, so they're expected to win. But the number is six. It opened at 5.5. It was bet to six because Vegas Golden Knight games in Vegas are always going to be bet to the over. The last game, the under hit. I'm just going to kind of ride that here because of what's happened with these teams in their last games. I know the Coyotes over the last couple of games, I think it's the last five games overall, the Coyotes have had the over come in. But I think between these guys in Vegas, I just think this will be a more of a defensive type of hockey game. And I am worried about the power play for the Vegas Golden Knights. So I get it. Betting under is a little bit dangerous, but I'm going to kind of go against myself here a little bit. And I'm going to take the under six goals here for Vegas and Arizona at -110. And for the other half a unit, we're going to go to the Hurricanes. And the Hurricanes had a really bad loss last time out. I think there are some teams that are dealing with some difficulties when it comes to the overall hype. And Carolina might be one of those teams, okay? Carolina, right behind Colorado, expected to be, you know, really good. So Colorado in game one didn't look great. In game two, they scored like 1,000 goals. It was just like, oh my gosh. It was a complete explosion. After not playing very well, they just erupted. It was like, whoa, how did that happen? Where did that come from? Okay, that's why this team has been being picked by so many people to win. I think it's the same thing here coming up tonight for Carolina up against Nashville, because their last game did not go well. You lose to the Detroit Red Wings. That's not what you want as well at all. This game opened up kind of wildly. This game opened up with the Predators as the favorite. Preds are 2-0. They're due to lose. I hate to play that card of like, well, they're due. Okay. But I think they are. I think they're due to lose. And I think the Hurricanes are going to be really angry after losing 4-2 to Detroit. They're going to want to bounce back. And in a 56-game schedule, you can't afford to start slow. You can't afford to lose games to bad teams. So Detroit's not good. Carolina won an opening night. They lost the next night. Now here on the road, taking on the Predators. Minus 115 is where I got it. Hopefully the juice doesn't get too hot for you guys here, too high for you guys coming up in the morning, but we're taking the Hurricanes money line at minus 115 just to win the game on the road at the Predators. So those are our four plays here for us. Two units in play for a Monday. We're going UConn -9.5 for a half a unit. Two team teaser, UNLV -8.5 and Baylor -5.5 for -105 at a half a unit. Hurricanes on the money line and Vegas and Arizona under 6 goals here with Robert Leonard expected to be in net. All those plays for a half a unit. Let's keep it rolling. Let's keep talking in the Discord chat. Let's keep having some fun. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. It's a Monday. It is Martin Luther King Day. Hopefully you're at a school, at a work, wherever you're doing. I'll be on the radio, but hopefully you guys are getting some time off for the holiday. And we'll be back every morning right here on bettingpros.com for the Daily Juice brought to you by BetMGM.